How are we doing today? Good.
How quickly do you turn the page from that last drive and kind of reconcile that it was actually a decent performance otherwise?
Yeah, I mean, we definitely went through it together as a unit and, you know, looked at the situation. And one thing Coach Zimmer has talked about since we've been here is just learning situational football. And that's one of those things that, you know, it was a hard lesson, but, you know, learning some things in that last drive, you know, we were disappointed in some of the things that we did. But from that aspect of it, you got to turn the page and go on to the next game because that's not going to affect your preparation for this week. You've got to focus and concentration on what we got to get done this week.
What's your impression of Griffin, Ben, just being able to get to the quarterback as much as he has?
Well, I think, you know, like I, you know, said before, like a couple of weeks ago, people questioned, you know, why isn't he getting more sacks? Then all of a sudden he goes out and he has a big game like that and the numbers increase. Well, the thing we've always tried to preach, again, is that the numbers will come. Just concentrate and focus on what it is we're trying to get done. Understand what they're trying to do protection-wise. Understand what we're trying to do blitz-wise. Understand what we're trying to do from a rush, a four-man rush, a three-man rush, whatever it may be. And just keep working that the numbers will come. Don't get caught up into, you know, just me making sure that I get my numbers. And that's, I think that's what he bought into. He's bought into it the whole time we've been here. You could see him, you know, like I said, he worked hard all off season. He's been working hard all through the preseason, and then, boom, now in the season, I think it's just started to pay dividends as we've kept moving down the road and, you know, the different teams and what they do protection-wise from week to week. Well, I think, you know, Captain, we've been playing him inside, playing him outside. I think the biggest thing with Captain is that is what we're fighting for, is the consistency. And the number of looks that he gets outside, the number of looks that he gets inside, playing the nickel, from that aspect of it, he's got a lot on his plate. So we just challenge him, you know, from day to day, from week to week. What we're trying to do schematically is to understand what it is that we're asking him to do and play the techniques in the funnels, be disciplined with his eyes, be good with his footwork, those kind of things. So those are the things we try to narrow it down and focus on and try to get better at it each position each week. I think it's a new scheme. I think, you know, it's new for what we're asking them to do. The calls are different from week to week, what we're asking them to do as far as the matchups inside. So from that aspect up, he's coming from a system that he's probably played in for 4 years that he's been very comfortable with, and now all of a sudden he's in a new system and asked to look at things differently and hear things differently. So I suspect that if he'll just keep working the techniques, keep working the fundamentals, as hard a worker as he is, he'll continue to just get better. I think he will get more consistent and get better.
Coverage, just receiver makes a good play, and then on the touchdown, you know, he's got the help inside.
Yeah, I think I definitely think it's a learning experience for him, but it's also, there were a lot of other things that went on during that drive and actually on those two plays that we could have done better. Again, we always talk about pass rush and coverage always go together. So look at, rather than just, you know, saying it's one thing or one person, you look at the realm of the whole play. I mean, there's a lot of things we could do better in that situation. So from that aspect of it, from his part of it, I think it was a good learning experience that he will take away from it and work to not let that happen again. So from that aspect of it, I do think it was a good learning experience for him, but I also think it was a good learning experience for us as a whole, as a defense, and accountability to what we need to get done to not have one person singled out in that situation, because it does work hand in hand.
Important that defensive players stay bought in.
Right.
What would be some of the signs that they're no longer buying in? Or is there anything you're looking for?
No, I mean, we're, as coaches, we're going to go out and we're going to continue. We're going to be consistent. And I think if they see us being consistent, then they know what we're asking them to do is to be consistent. We're not changing a lot of things from when we started. What we've done is just really work the fundamentals and the techniques of the different calls and the different coverages and the different pressures that we've been working. And I think if you start and show consistency, we show consistency in what we're trying to do, and they can see that it does work. I think that's the big selling point, is that we stay consistent. We're all in it together. Every job is important. It isn't just one job, one person's job that's more important than the other. And that way we'll all be successful at the end of it.
Sure that it doesn't kind of go in the wrong direction.
Yeah, I mean, for us, we try to coach every play in practice just like it's the last play, because we know, you know, you only have so many reps during the course of the week in preparation for a game, so every rep is critical. So who's ever in there, we've got to get the most out of that rep. And that kind of puts them in a position to try to teach them that in a game it happens the same way. Every game's going to boil down to a couple plays that are going to decide it. You just don't know which ones they're going to be. So we have to treat each play, the importance of each play, that way in practice and in going to a game. Well, the biggest thing for us is, you know, on tape, for us, they both of them have played, so we can see the different style. Offensively, they've pretty much been consistent at what they're doing schematically. I know they've had a change with who's calling the plays and that kind of thing, but from our aspect of it, it's just to see the different positions that they're playing different guys in, the different matchup problems that they're trying to create, and then schematically what they're trying to do and try to go out and take away what it is they're trying to do by down a distance.
How do you go about a game plan with the uncertainty there at quarterback?
Well, again, you know, like he played the first couple of games of the season, so we were able to go through and look at those and see, you know, what he brought to the offense and what was different between the two. One scrambles more than the other one stays in the pocket more. So from that aspect of it, you know, we were able to see. And then we tried to look and see, you know, schematically what they were doing different. But from our approach, we have to go off what we've seen and what they've shown. Schematically, it really hasn't been that big of a change. It's just, you know, the different likes and dislikes of the quarterback as far as a play caller when it comes to the game. All right, Vince has been good for a long time. I mean, he's a tall receiver, speedy receiver that can go up and get the ball at his highest point. I mean, he's made some unbelievable catches where, you know, they've had corners on him, but he's been able to go over the top and catch the ball. He's definitely a focal point for what they want to try to get accomplished offensively.
You guys don't typically put Xavier necessarily on their biggest receiver. What's the thinking behind that?
Well, we have done that in the past. We have matched up certain corners versus certain receivers. We have done that. But, I mean, if you look around, all their receivers are pretty tall. I mean, you look at them, he isn't the only big receiver that they got. They've got three receivers that are pretty nice size. So just isolating them on him, you know, is a different way. You just got to use different things to take away certain things that they're trying to do. And hopefully situationally you can be in the right call to try to help them, you know, take away those things that they're trying to accomplish by situational football.
Do that and other times not?
I think it boils down to what all we're trying to do schematically in the ball game by the situation that we're faced in, and then kind of matching what it is that they do, where he's located, how much they're moving him around. So there's a lot of things that go into it. I mean, they really move this guy around a lot. I mean, he isn't just like an X receiver. He'll be over to the passing strand as a Z. They'll put him inside what we call a W. So they're moving him around a whole lot, you know, with them, what they're doing schematically. Okay? All right. Thanks, guys.